it's hump day here on the Daily Wetted View. Pulling out of my driveway, getting ready to go to work, do this podcast. Every commute day, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Pacific, quote, standard time. That's because I live on the left coast, where it's always the right time. This podcast brought to you guys by Horrible Designs, Apex Music Systems, and Music Making Sense Podcast at K Studio. I'm your host, Bruce D, also known as the Weathered Soul. You can catch me at weatheredsoul.com. You're spelling weathered the way it's supposed to be spelled. You're spelling it wrong. Drop that last E. You'll be able to find me anywhere on the interwebs. Got a lot to talk about today. Going to start off with saying good morning to our co-host Jason. Morning, brother.
Hey, the left coast is not the right time. It's the wrong time.
I can't help it if you guys are already halfway through your day, man. I mean, you know, sitting here in this, it tells me it's 46 outside. Feels like it's 29.
It's 17 here and it's icy and it snowed yesterday and it's icy out. I actually when I went out this morning to put the garbage out to the curb, I actually had to put pants on. I couldn't go outside in shorts because it was a little too cold for me.
Is that right? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Because you were touting yesterday that you're out there with your wife beater machete and everything else. So
yeah. And shorts. I was taking it was like 30 degrees somewhere around there yesterday. So yeah, I was out there in my muscle shirt and just shorts, and people are looking at me like I'm crazy. Well, I kind of am, but that's beside
the
point.
We all know that. We all know that because you're the approved bearer of Horrible Designs, and we're all coming out with our more horrible designs lately. But yeah, that's cool. Like I said, it's a little chilly here. Whenever the sky clears up and we don't have any rain coming, then of course it gets a little chilly here in the morning. It's still springtime, so got all the gardeners out there freaking out, you know, because most of them went out last week and week before, got all their big box store plants, put them in the ground, so they're hoping and praying that we don't have one more frost. That's usually the MO. That's usually the MO for these guys, because you know the box stores love them because they're back the next weekend. But I don't think we're going to frost over at all. It doesn't look like anything in the podcast. We're supposed to have our last frost on the 17th of March. We're well past that. So it's either a week before or a week after. And that good. Morning, Hard Coast. How you doing, brother? I was still trying to get with your brother. He's always, I don't know. At least he's not coming in and playing as champion.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Oh, shit. I had myself on mute. Hey,
there he is. Yeah. Well, yeah. You are kind of mute. So, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. That is true. I don't talk very much. But no, around here, man, they say to plant your stuff 2 weeks after Easter.
Yeah, it's like a week after a freeze is usually the safest time to go ahead and plant. Because, yeah, if you plant before the frost, you know, you're going to get frost for that. We haven't had a frost since February.
1985. So
this is a very it's not a weird year.
Nice.
It's not a weird year, but definitely a year that we didn't have the frost the way we do. We didn't have the snow in the foothills here where we usually do. Santa Cruz Mountains usually get a dustin of snow every year, and we didn't get that. So, but we got plenty of rain. So, you know, we're not under the we're not under the severe drought conditions that they always tell us that we're on. We have too much of a population for not enough water, so we're going to have perpetual drought no matter, you know, whether we get 100 inches of rain or 5 inches of rain. It really doesn't matter to them. So
yeah, we only got two batches of snow all winter. And one was an inch and the other one was 3 inches. And that's super rare for us. Normally, we get at least a couple of snowstorms that were around 5 inches of snow. And, you know, we get multiple of, you know, 1 to 2 inches. But this summer or this winter, we got like nothing. So it's going to be interesting to see what the summer turns out to be. Obviously, it's going to have a lot of bugs and stuff like that. The bugs are already out. And it's kind of rare, you know, because around here, like the colder that the winter is, the harsher that the winter is, the less bugs there are in the summertime because it kills a lot of the bugs off and stuff like that. But since they didn't have it, there's going to be a lot of bugs. So it should be an interesting summer this summer.
So that's one of those things, man. That's kind of like on my list of things that I don't want when I eventually move out to wherever it is I'm going to move to, is that the bug population. We don't have bugs out here, but we do have bugs out here. We got mosquitoes. They're about as big as, you know, not very big. You know, I heard that mosquitoes like, you know, Indiana and freaking Michigan and Minnesota and stuff like that, you know, they're big enough to carry you away.
Minnesota, so, they get huge, yeah.
Yeah, they get pretty big. So, not that I care less about bugs or anything, but, you know, my wife doesn't like bugs.
Well, neither do I, but...
You know, I hear you
But, yeah, I was talking on mute there and agreeing with Chris that, the harsh winters will kill off all these damn bugs, and this year it's going to suck.
Nice. So everybody, so I hear that everybody like has screen rooms, or that's one of those must haves on your house. That if you want to do the summer outside thing, that you should have a screen room or something like that. Hello.
Yeah.
One of those four season porch things, which is.
No. Actually, well, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess that's what I'm talking about. Right.
Those things are fucking retarded. I mean. Don't call it a four season porch. Call it a goddamn room on stilts. That's all it is.
We call it a screen room. We call it a screen room here. Some people have them here, not a lot because, you know, like I said, we don't have a lot of bugs. You know, and if you plant right, you know, like my garden is planted correctly, I deter a lot of the flying insects. Like I got citronella and rosemary and stuff like that that surrounds my entertainment area. I don't have any mosquitoes and stuff like that during the summer at all. I mean, I do have mosquitoes. Go out to my garden, you'll probably get pretty whipped up with mosquitoes. But if you're in my entertainment area in the backyard, you know, they're not going to get any of those. So.
Yeah, those four season porch things. I mean, I don't get why people know there are four season porch. No, it's a damn room. On stilts, all it is. It's a freaking room on stilts. Just call it what it is. It's not a porch. It's a freaking room on fucking stilts. It's your little way.
Well, when you're talking about that, you know, that's a deck, right? I mean, you usually build your screen room on a deck, right?
Well, it might be different out in California, but out here in the Midwest, they have a room. Like an extra room protruding out of their house, like a cancer, and it's got stilts on it, like a deck does, and it's a full room with some extra windows. And they're like, "Oh, it's a four season porch. Oh, I got this four season porch." No, you got a fucking room with stilts.
You seem pretty adamant about that.
Oh, yeah, it's like all these uppity up fuckers. I got this little four season porch. No, you have a fucking room on stilts,
oh,
bitch.
Jesus Christ. I can't move to Minnesota. I'm an uppity up. Fuck.
Oh, I just came into a four season porch. It's rather warm in there in the wintertime.
Are you also at 17 degrees? You're not too far away from
my four-season room for my car that I had enough space to put car in. Now I got to go out and scrape the windows. So continue on as you hear the dulcet sounds of ice being scraped.
Well, Jason said is that it's 17 degrees out there, so you're scraping your window. Something that I don't have any idea what that means. So, I mean, so like that, yeah, I don't have to winter. Do that.
Wisconsin.
And just to,
the sound?
No, just to tell you what ice, kind of. I got an earbud this
Everyone
morning.
Knows this sound in the Midwest.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bruce, you don't know what that is. Tell me what that is right there.
That's ice in your windshield.
Yep. Particularly where though.
Come and get your free chicken
getting
dinner.
Getting the blocks of ice off the windshield wipers, so you don't just have streaks. Oh, this is fun.
Good. I got a little subject I want to talk about this morning called.
Right now, it's supposed to be 45 degrees is the average high right now, and we're at a solid 10.5 right now outside.
Ooh, 10.5.
So you're colder than I am.
I'm at
no alligators.
I'm at 45 right now.
No earthquakes.
Yep.
A few less liberals.
Yeah. We don't have alligators in California,
and there's no crocodiles. There's no hurricanes either.
No hurricane. You know, hurricanes are funny. I've been through a lot of hurricanes growing up in Boston. And if you're not right, this is the thing about a hurricane. If you're not like right on the coast, you get your wind damage, you'll lose a roof or something like that. But they're pretty awesome. Tell you the truth.
You definitely don't have to worry about a drought. Yeah, hurricane.
Oh, she's clear now. Now I am going.
What are you driving today?
Did we lose Bruce?
What are you driving today?
No, Bruce is still here.
Oh, all right. All I can hear is you.
Yeah, what are you driving?
I think Ken lost half of us.
Can you?
Probably.
Ken, who can you hear? Because Harkos and Bruce were talking. Okay, so you lost like everybody else except for me. So Harkos just commented on that, that they think that you lost everyone else except for me.
So well, I'm here. I'm still here.
I can
still
talk,
here.
But they don't hear me.
Yeah.
Yep. They are. They can hear you. But I think you can't hear them.
My God.
Right. So I can talk and not have to listen. I might as well just keep going right ahead.
Let's do a roll call. Well, let's do a roll call. Roll call. Jeez. Here we go, man. This is the amazing X.
Yeah, well, I think what it is sometimes too is when you go from Wi-Fi to data is when it jacks up too, because that's what happened with me that one day whenever I couldn't hear you.
Yep.
Am I here now?
You're here. Yeah. I can hear you.
There we go. Here comes Ken again. Jeez.
I wish you guys wouldn't fucking talk over me so much when I'm not listening.
This makes for great content.
It does.
You know, you want that. You want technical difficulties always. You know, look at, we're sitting here bitching about that. We're in four different places, four corners of the country, talking to each other while we're driving in cars. And we're like, son of a bitch.
Amazing.
Something went a little bit wrong for 2 seconds.
It's amazing.
It is.
The signal went up to a satellite, bounced off a satellite, came back down, hit a microwave tower, bounced around there for a while, and everybody can hear us in the interwebs.
You know,
it's great.
It is strange how we can have those little quirks where all of a sudden, you know, we're all in the same basic room here, and we can only hear one or two of us. You know what I mean? How it selects certain voices to be heard and certain ones to be muted. I'm just saying, conspiracy maybe, since Harkos and you were, you know, muted from me. So I think that there's a conspiracy definitely to keep your information from entering my ears.
Yeah, I don't know. Jason seems to be the one that always has the ability to hear everybody, because that one time whenever my stuff went out to where I couldn't hear Bruce, and Jason can hear me perfectly fine. And I think it was whenever I went from Wi-Fi to data, to mobile data while on the call, that's when it lost half the people. So
that's what just happened to me too. Yep, that's exactly right.
Yeah. So, and light years away, years from now, when an alien picks up this signal, they're going to smack their head and go like, these guys are fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Yep.
Of course.
They don't know about this technology that we have.
That's true.
So the topic of the day. So the topic of the day is RFK and his pick for VP.
Who did he pick?
And did he just lose? Did he just lose the election?
I don't think he ever had it.
He picked.
I mean, he was ahead by 40 points above everybody, you know. So,
well, tell everybody who he picked and who she is.
Hold on, I got to freaking find her here.
Look at the show prep there, huh?
I know. God damn it, Nicole Shanahan, and Nicole Shanahan is a. I guess she was married to one of the co-founders of Google.
Big yeah, daughter. Sergey Brin.
Yep.
From
Sergey Brin. Okay.
Yeah. From what I saw last night, because once you mentioned that, I was like, "Who the fuck is this?"
Well, virtual nobody.
She good looking?
I mean, in politics. Oh, she's fantastic looking.
Oh, well, there you go.
She's a member of the Itty Bitty Titty Committee because, you know, one of the memes that was going around is, you know, he had his selection between big boobs and little boobs. And so I love Itty Bitty. So to me, she's right up there. I mean, I'd vote for her, but, you know, she's good enough. She's fine enough, but gold digger for sure. Gold digger for sure.
There's nothing wrong with a good gold.
I don't
digger.
Know.
As long as you have gold.
Yeah. As long as you have gold, right?
Yep.
So,
and they don't bother you if you don't. Those gold diggers are great. It weeds out the crazy.
I say
so. Let's see what she's all about here. Let's see. So she's according to Wicca Liberalpedia. Born September 16th, 1985, an American technologist, attorney, and running mate in Robert F. Kennedy's 2024 independent presidential campaign. Based in San Francisco Bay Area, she first donated $4 million to his campaign for a Super Bowl advertising, and her candidacy for vice president was reported by media on March 16th and confirmed by Kennedy on March 26th. And she was, let's see, somewhere she took her bounty that she got from a divorce, and she did some kind of she started a foundation. So this is how rich she is. So yeah, when you're able to get it through it.
I like rich people. I love rich people. I want more and more. I want everyone to be
too.
Rich. So I don't ever say it's another rich person, because you know what? You're not going to get someone off the street to be there. So here's why it's a bad pick. So Kennedy's biggest problem is he has to explain everything he's going to do, where he should be able to go off a name, name and personality. Now he picks somebody that nobody knows. He should have picked someone very, not controversial, but well known, that could also. Now, unless this chick is absolutely brilliant speaker and can get out there and like Vivek. No one knew who the hell Vivek was other than a billionaire, but. That's why he could do it, but he needed someone like that. So maybe I'm wrong, and this chick might be the best thing he could have done.
Somebody like D. Snyder, or P. Diddy probably would have worked.
D. Snyder would have been a good one. You know, like there was talk about Jesse Ventura. He would have been a great pick,
right?
Because the guy has no chance of winning. So you know, your only thing you can do is disrupt, and you're not going to disrupt.
Well, he really has no chance of winning now.
Well,
he really has.
Yeah, he never had a chance, but he had a much better chance of being a spoiler if he picked somebody as a VP that would have been a little more flamboyant.
Do you think he got paid? You think he got paid off not to be a spoiler?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so? No.
He'd be out of the race if he was being paid not to be a spoiler.
You think actually in his mind, he thought this was the best pick possible for him to go forward?
No, I think he listened to some people that gave him some information. And he's backed down on a few different items that it was just stupid, because he talked to his advisors and they said, "Oh, you gotta back down from that position." It's that he's just another liberal, you know. But they pick somebody because this is a person that can help fund. This is a person that can. There's a lot of reasons, but. He doesn't think he can win.
I think he fell victim to, well, like I was saying a few days ago, is that, you know, Dave Smith was saying that he feels that he's got some kind of blackmail that some people have on him. The reason is Dave was pointing out how he, you know, how he's been running around with Rabbi Shmuley and how he's been like so pro the Israel war, but he was anti any other war, right. And on the principle of anti-war, you know, in total, and about how like diplomacy, all that fun stuff, right? And all of a sudden, when it comes to this, he changes tune, and then now that he picked the ex-wife of the head of Google, that makes it seem like, you know, that there's the establishment, like the crazy portion of the establishment.
Absolutely.
And I think
absolutely.
So there's that. Plus, there's also the problem that I think he messed up by trying to run to the center, like Rand Paul did in 2016. And instead of just being who, like, you know, Ted Cruz did the same shit. You know, instead of being the radical that they are, and then running with that and amplifying it and gaining huge momentum like Trump or Bernie Sanders did, they run to the center because their advisors tell them they need to be more centrist to get the middle portion of that undecided. And they fuck themselves up because they got to have the yes or no. They can't have the, oh, well, maybe, you know, you can't
be lukewarm. You're principled or not.
Yeah, exactly. You can't be lukewarm in politics. You got to be yes or no.
Well, he's already lukewarm because he'll come on. Like yesterday, you know, before he announced his pick, or before they announced his pick, you know, there was a certain amount of people that would have voted for him, whether it be for Biden, or whether it be against Biden or against Trump. You know, I think today there's more people waking up and going like, nah, I can't throw my hat in the ring.
I disagree with that. They're not paying enough attention to have that. The person that would be voting not for one of those other two would just vote for this guy. They're not paying attention to who his VP is. I just think it's a bad pick because he's not going to draw more people. The people are already going to vote for him as a protest vote, still will. But what he didn't do is he didn't pull anyone from the right hand side, but he'll pull people from the left because they'll think that she's a great fucking pick.
Yeah,
you got to consider that too. She's a bad pick for people on the right. For people on the left, it's like, oh, this is awesome. Now we can control Google.
Yeah, and I
fuck, it sucks getting old.
I cannot vote for anybody that picks a VP because it should be going by the 12th Amendment. And anybody who picks a VP, yeah, fuck you. I ain't voting for you at all.
Yeah, well, I can't. If somebody picks, you know, I don't care if people pick female VPs and you know, even if they pick them based on their looks or whatever, but if you pick somebody who doesn't have a failing grade in the chest, you know, like a D or double D or something like that, then I can't rock it though, you know.
Dude, itty bitties are where it's at, man. I'm sorry.
That's where they're not at, Bruce.
A cups and B cups babes out there, baby. You have my heart.
No, Bruce, that's where they're not at, okay? That's literally, they're not there.
It should be called misogyny, not misogyny. You know, it really, I think we should change that name. Misogyny.
It's more like misdirection whenever they have A's. You know what I'm saying? It's like, wait, hold on. What are you trans?
Well, that'd be no direction.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, I tell you, I don't know. You guys are misinformed when it comes to big moves, man. I don't know what it is.
They just get in the way.
And here we go, a bunch of 14-year-old boys coming up.
Yeah. What are they getting in the way of? If they're in your face, they're literally there for enjoyment. How would they be in the way? What would you do? Are you trying to like touch their heart, literally? Because that's in between them and their heart. There's nothing in the way.
See, he's still young, Bruce. He doesn't understand what happens when they get older and you get the underboob sweat and there's an odor there.
No, he sent me a picture the other
day.
No,
that's fine.
He sent me another picture the other day of his girlfriend. So there was just like there's no doubt in my mind that he is a triple C type of person. So You like that triple Z?
I want a decent mind. That's all right. The looks don't matter to me.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. So one thing that needs, since it was brought up about woman's heart, the one thing that guys like to look at as a woman's heart, and the fact that their boobs are in the way, is not our damn fault.
Truth.
I love it. Although we all do know that that heart ghost does like sluts, but he doesn't like sushi, so that's cool. So.
Yeah, no, definitely. So, yeah, sushi and sluts is not the best, but I do like some sluts, yeah.
You haven't had good sushi, because actually you can't get good sushi in Indiana, because you're far away from any type of fresh seafood. So, I mean,
you get the walleye sushi.
Why you don't like sushi.
Catfish sushi. That's walleye sushi, catfish sushi.
I don't think it tastes good at all.
Walleye sushi, like that walleye doesn't have a lot of taste.
I wouldn't trust any kind of seafood place. Don't take me to seafood place in Indiana. No, I don't. Yeah,
we're taking them to a fish fry here in Wisconsin on that.
Oh yeah. Day. What? Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Fish fries are where it's at, man, Bruce, because it's not the ocean fish, all right? These are lake fish that are caught fresh, so it's still fresh fish. It's just not fresh salmon or something, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, it's not that. You know, we're spoiled out here. We got that salmon.
Yeah, well, we can get salmon out here, too. We get it from Canada, but yeah, like we're talking about, like, bass and perch and walleye and catfish.
Oh, perch.
Yeah.
Perch are good. Perch are really good.
That's bait here. Use that as bait.
Yeah, but that's really good, man. You get a catfish fish fry, dude. Done. Say less, man.
Yeah. I'm not big on catfish, but they are good. I mean, I will eat catfish to pinch, but if I have my choice between like a salmon or a trout, because I'm a trout fisherman. I love trout.
You got trout out here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Trout's fantastic. You guys have big fucking trout out there. You guys got what they call those lake trout.
Yes, we do.
You know, got those big fucking, oh yeah, dude. You guys got huge trout out there.
We got the rainbow trout where I'm at. The rainbow trout, they're part of the gay pride coalition when it comes to fish.
Right. That's what we have. We have rainbow trout.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine that out in California. You guys are rainbow everything out there.
Yeah, well, you know, they don't like push it on you. So, you know, it's not like you have to catch me. Have to eat me. So, you know, last thing I want to do is somebody rainbow, but
you know,
I don't kiss the rainbow sometimes.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't ask before I kiss the rainbow.
Don't ask, don't smell. Tell. I mean, tell.
If it smells, no, don't do the rainbow. Yep. If it smells.
Smell the glove.
God, how far we fall. How far we fall.
Yes.
So yesterday I misreported that the tanker that hit that bridge had burned and sunk. So I apologize.
It did not sink.
You know, the size of that, it did not sink, and it did not burn.
It exploded into rainbow Skittles.
Yeah.
Taste the rainbow.
Yes. But apparently, the reports are only like 6 people died, and they were all workers.
That's amazing. Well, the cops were able to close the bridge because they sent out a mayday like minutes before, just like, we lost power, man, we're fucked, close that bridge. And there probably would have been, you know, hundreds of people dead if they hadn't have done that. It's pretty, if you watch the whole video and not the clips, you can see where the power kept going off and he'd correct and the power would come back on, you know, when he'd be able to correct for a minute, and then it would go off again and it would veer because, you know, you're in currents. And this is the other thing. People are saying, oh, well, there's infrastructure in this country. Look at how fast that bridge. I'm like, they had something like 27,000 containers on this ship.
Yeah, it's heavy.
So if you've never seen a tanker firsthand, I mean, Duluth, Minnesota is a huge port, and you can stand there right when the tankers go right by 40 feet from you in the canal. These are so enormous. People don't understand. Yes, that bridge folded, but that bridge got hit perfectly.
And, yes.
That's what happens when you take a bridge that has its intention like that, and you knock one center part out of it. The whole thing's going down. That's just the way bridges work. And
absolutely.
So the whole conspiracy people. I mean, could someone have gone in and taken out that ship, maybe. But I don't think so. I think this was just a
I doubt it.
Yeah, freak accident. What a tragedy.
Yeah, they were even saying that if the bridge is brand new, it still would have done that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. There was actually a structural engineer that came out of like, I can't believe that these days we can't make a bridge and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry, man. I'm an engineer. I work with structural engineers all the time. You can't.
Me too.
There's just things that you cannot do. You know, we're not light years ahead of ourselves in technology, and you probably won't ever be able to. So, I mean, just kind of stupid things that go around. But you were talking about Duluth, Minnesota. I had an article that I wanted to talk about, I guess, Cargill. The heiress of the Cargill Corporation is buying up a bunch of property in Duluth, and the residents are having a fit. They're having a fit. What's up? Tell me about that. You guys are out there.
I don't know.
Yeah,
What's up with property rights?
The Cargill family is the fourth wealthiest family in the country. And they're trying to buy up some stuff to do some development up there. I'm not sure exactly what they want to build, but she's trying to buy up a whole tract of land. And as far as I'm concerned, if she wants to buy it up, let her buy it up. But the people that live there, of course, you don't want to sell it to her. Don't sell it to her.
Yeah.
You know, and this is just land is land. If as long as there's land ownership, people are going to be able to buy it, And if you can't afford to not, you know, or if you want to have the skyscrapers all the way around you with your little house in the middle, that's the way it's going to be. It's change. It just embrace it. It's going to happen. And
to me like there's just a whole bunch of landowners that are a little greedy over there. And then they got the little Karens that have their little houses that really don't want to sell. Because they get all butthurt because they probably did get asked to sell their land to the Cargills. So that's probably
Is a very, very, it's the passive aggressive state towards wealth.
Yes, it is.
And that's one of the reasons we have the government we have, because they finally got enough people to vote for them that now they're just going after the wealthy. Now the Cargills, like I said, I think it's the first or second largest privately held corporation in the country. It's not public, Cargill. I mean, you know, Cargill that does all the farming stuff, and I mean, it's an enormous corporation. I have a little bit of insight to them because I've done a bunch of work for those. Because the other thing that the Cargills are awesome car people. I mean, she's got a couple of McLarens. The family itself has an enormous collection of cars, motorcycles, and airplanes, especially World War II planes. They've got two B-25 bombers. I mean, this family is into preservation of stuff. And I think part of it was probably to have some kind of storage. And there was talk about building a track of some sort, a private track. And that's one of the things that the people were complaining about, because they're like, oh, we don't want the noise of the race cars. It's like, okay.
I got a word for them. It's called WAN. So
yep.
WAN. Speaking of WAN, don't come out here expecting to go to San Francisco and participate in the National Smokeout Day, which is April 20th, 4/20, at Dolores Park in San Francisco, because they decided to have it this year. So a decades-long smokeout, you know, pot smokeout, you know, in the support of marijuana, is not going to happen in San Francisco because San Francisco has deemed it not necessary. They can't get the funding behind it. There's not enough money to clean up after these fucking dirty ass hippies go up there and fucking ruin the freaking hillside. Yeah, this place gets trashed out every freaking year.
So jump in here quick, because I'm just pulled into work. So I'll leave you guys with this. What I heard here in the Midwest is that San Francisco puts the piss in participation. That. Talk to you guys later.
Yeah.
Well, that's one way to do it.
Yeah.
So, Harcos, you're pretty happy about that. They won't have a 420 out here this year. So, I know that you get a little bit of anxiety with that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, you know, I could see on multiple different levels where they would have no need for that anymore. I mean, for one, it mainly started as a form of protest in order to try to get decriminalization and legalization of marijuana. You know, so that's pretty much
got that.
You got that. You got that taken care of, especially in California, right? Because, you know, California had a up and down history with it in over the past 30 years or so.
Right.
And so it's pretty much solidified now. So you don't need that. Plus, I mean, unless the president of China is coming to it, then the city or the, you know, California, they have no money to clean up any street at all or any situation. Yeah. You know, so I can understand where they're tight on cash with that. So, nah, it's just some more dumb shit like normal. You know, like, oh well, we can't have this, and then they'll have something else. You know, that they'll fund no problem, and the people will bitch. Well, I couldn't have my festival. Like, nobody said you can't have a festival. It's just you got to clean up after yourself, you fucking idiot. Like.
Yeah, you got to clean up after yourself, and you can't have any freaking city money for it. I mean, yeah, that's basically what it is. And yeah, there's no need for it, man. We got shit. It used to be medical marijuana here. Now it's a free for all. I mean, I grow my own in my backyard, and I don't have to go out at 2 o'clock in the morning knocking on any of my friends' doors. Go like, hey, dude, you got an eight? You know, and shit like that. So nice. I mean, it really worked out well. It really worked out well for me, and nobody knocks on my door because I grow so much. I fucking give it away. So I mean, yeah. The weed is now pretty much worthless, even though, you know, there's a lot of people that go out there and they'll buy the processed stuff. They'll buy, you know, like I buy the lotions and the roll-ons, and my wife likes edibles and shit like that. So it all works out in the end. But hey, you guys have those gypsy people that hang out in front of your, I don't know if you have Costco, but Target. I know you guys got Target and stuff like that out there, but you guys got those gypsy people, the I guess the women that sit out there with their kids asking for money. Panhandlers.
Yes, we have panhandlers.
Yeah, we don't really call them gypsies though. Yeah.
We call them panhandlers.
Yeah, we call them gypsy. Yeah, I call them gypsy.
I call them foamless. I call them foamless. They're fake homeless. That's what I
Yes, they are.
So yeah, exactly. So the Romanian. They're Romanian Dane is basically what they're talking
Romani.
About. Is that they're
not Romanian?
They're Romanian.
No, they're Romani. Romani.
Yeah. Okay, that's Romani. Okay. Anyway,
don't offend them. They'll come and steal your house, and nothing you can do about it.
they've gone back to an old style ATM skimming. That they have now perfected to go into stores that all have the self checkouts. So in my Walmart, we have 32 lanes of nobody in the checking lane because they don't have checkers anymore. But now they've got banks and banks and banks of self checkout lines because they don't want to do the job that you can do yourself. So to me, if you're pulling your ATM card through a skimmer right now and getting ripped off, I'm sorry, you're an idiot already in my book. So the technology has gone around now that we have a smart cards with the tappets and stuff like that. So if I've got to pull my card across any kind of skimmer or anything, I usually don't do it. But the Romanians are doing it. It's something that's really, so I don't know about you guys, but yeah.
Their whole culture is kind of weird anyway. It's like, it's like they're like, I don't know how to describe them really. It's like they're like the ultimate outlaws. They just do whatever and they're like, oh, it's in our culture. Go fuck yourself. And it's like, what? Why are you guys so weird? You know? And then they're like, and then like super proud of it. They're like, yeah, we don't have homes. We just move around. And you're like, so you have no stability in your life? Okay, whatever, dude. Do your thing. I don't know. It's just
usually their leader here. Their leader here. They have this great big band that they truck their women and children around, right? Mm-hmm. And they've been accused here where they drug their children down. So you know they're docile, you know, while they're sitting there trying to panhandle their way through life. But they've done exposés here where they'll follow the band. and the band will go to some hotel or some place that they've been, you know, and all of them have like Mercedes Benzes and shit.
Yeah.
They're living pretty good. They're living pretty good in some pretty good hotels and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the situation with a lot of the homeless around here, too, is that they'll just sit out. Like, it's really funny because if there's inclement weather, they won't be out there. It's like, okay, where did you go? Right? And, like, you know, like, around here, it's like during the whole winter season, they're not ever around anywhere. You know, like, they found a place in the wintertime where they can be 24-7 and not have to worry about panhandling money. But then as soon as the weather gets warm, then they're out there. They're like, oh, please help. It's like, hold on, I saw you last summer. And now you're back out this summer. Where were you all winter? You obviously found some place. Go back to that place.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know, and then what's really crazy too is that they will be out at some of these grocery stores on like the edge of town, like miles and miles, like over 10 miles away from the homeless shelter downtown. And I'm just like, why'd you come all the way out here? There's literally a million places you could be between here and there. And if you have the motivation to come all the way out here, why don't you have the motivation to go apply and get a job at McDonald's? Like, God damn it. You know, I don't understand. Like, I literally saw somebody one time, like they always stand in front of the irony of it is that they always stand in front of a grocery store that has a hiring sign on it. And they're like, oh, please help. I'm homeless. I don't have a job. And it's like, well, turn around and go inside. But then one time, because grocery stores, especially like Target and shit like that, they have a higher standard. But one time I saw somebody standing out on a corner that was like two buildings away from a McDonald's that basically had a, for the love of God, please come and work here sign. And I'm like, go there. Like, they will hire literally retarded people. Like, just go, you know, like it just is. So then that's what gets me. I'm like, or like the people that are like physically disabled, like they're in a wheelchair or like they're missing legs. And I'm like, how are you not on full disability with, you know, housing and food? Like, what did you say? No, thank you. What is wrong with you? What's going on? You know, like, that's the conversation I want to have. Like, when they look at me and they're like, oh, help. I'm like, no. My taxes already pay for every little fucking thing that you can need help with. Like, are you fucking, like, my parents are on disability. You know what I'm saying? They're not legless or in a wheelchair, but they're on disability for other reasons. I'm like, they get their disability payment. They get, you know, their medical, they get fucking food stamps. Like, why? They're not out panhandling. Why are you, you know? It doesn't make any sense. And so I don't give them anything, man. I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't even half the time. So sometimes I'll give to like the firefighters with the boot, but half the time I'm just like, eh, whatever, dude. You get funding. You don't have to fucking be out here panhandling. You know, just petition the government to fucking fix themselves. You know, why the fuck are the firefighters out here asking for donations when that's what our taxes are supposed to go to? You know, that's mismanagement of funds.
Right. Yeah, especially, same with the veterans here, man. The veterans, it's just getting fucked here, man. And we got a whole bunch of homeless veterans. Even though one of my buddies posted the other day that Biden signed this $600 million in thing for, you know, to fix the Veterans Administration so everybody can have, you know, what they have. Yet most of our veterans here are homeless veterans here. It's pretty sad.
Yeah, but you know what? The problem with the VA is the VA. That's the problem with the VA.
Yeah, exactly. If the VA would get out of their own way, they'd be all right. So.
Exactly, man. That's the biggest problem is that the VA exists and it just continues to exist. And the VA is so fucking weird, you know. Like I can't remember if I told you guys this on Monday I went back to the VA to reestablish myself for the first time since 2009, and my doctor, he came in, and he didn't hit the hand sanitizer or nothing like that, like most doctors do. He coughed into his hand a couple of times, and then he shook my hand as he left without doing hand sanitizer or washing his hands or nothing like that the whole time. And I'm just like, well, welcome to the VA, Harcos.
You're a guaranteed customer then. You're a guaranteed customer.
Exactly.
Coming back.
Yeah, but as soon as he walked out of the room, I hit the hand sanitizer, which I don't like using. but I hit it. And then after I got, because then the appointment scheduler came back in and scheduled my appointment. And then after that, then I went out and hit the actual sink and washed up and shit like that. But yeah, I was like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, I'm all cool. I'm cool with not having like a hypochondriac doctor who's, you know, like sitting there trying to push the flu vaccine on me and shit, like, you know, dumb shit, like always trying to do all kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah.
But like, okay, come on, man. I get you're not a hypochondriac, but could you have a little bit of practice, you know, safety practice? Just a little safety.
Well, the fact that you guys are here with me today and doing this podcast with me, you obviously did not participate in the Mega Millions lottery last night, which somebody did hit the $1.3 billion of money there. So congratulations that you didn't win.
Thank you.
You are still my friends, but you still have a chance to win $865 million, almost $1 billion in the Powerball. Anybody playing Powerball
tonight? I think Trump said that he was playing in order to try to take care of that judgment. I think I heard that somewhere on like Fox or something.
Yeah, I think everybody does that. Yeah, I typically don't play the lottery. My mother-in-law bought a certificate last night. And wondered what kind of strings are attached to that. But we'll find out if we do win what kind of strings are attached to that, because she doesn't need the money.
Yeah, I never play that shit, man. Like Cottonmouth King said, the lottery, it's all a game. Ain't shit changed, just a big game. Like, they fucking with your mind. The government's I forgot this shit. But anyway, they were talking about how the lottery was bullshit. They got a whole song called Lottery. It's dope. It's off their first album.
Yeah, I take my $2 and I buy Bitcoin with it.
Yeah, so. See, there you go. That's a different lottery.
See? Yeah, it's that good lottery.
Yeah, you play a digital lottery. There you go. Just like the stock market.
Hey, man. Well, you had your chance, Harcos. It's up over 70,000 this morning, and I tried to tell you, man, get in.
I'm going long, man. I'm waiting for that 20. You know,
you're waiting for that 20.
Yeah, I'm going long for the 20,
dude. Let me tell you, you know, as Bitcoin maxi as I am, I would love to see a 20 again, because if I see a 20 again, dude, I'm selling fucking everything and I'm buying. Yeah, like I said, you know, I'm coming out to Indiana. And I'm going to buy my freaking McMansion there. And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be the ruler of my cul-de-sac. They have cul-de-sacs out there.
Yeah, right? But if you're going to spend $300,000 on a fucking house, you don't live in a fucking cul-de-sac area. You have like 5 acres the country. Fuck. Why would you want to live in a fucking neighborhood if you can afford not to? That sounds ridiculous.
Because I'm a suburbia fucking type.
Okay, guy, well, dude. Then you won't be able to have a garden because a lot of these HOAs ban gardens.
California. I don't do fucking HOAs. Why? Are they all HOAs out there?
A decent amount of the neighborhoods, especially the high-end ones, are.
Jesus Christ, dude. There's nothing. You know what's more tyrannical than the fucking U.S. government?
California.
A fucking HOA, dude. Yep. Jesus.
I can imagine what an HOA in California would be. That would probably be a nightmare.
Oh, fucking it is. Let me tell you, dude. They're worse than the fucking state government. That is for sure. That is no doubt. It is a fact, man. You get the biggest amount of Karens and Kens out there, dude, that anything, man. I just hear fucking nightmare stories, and I'm going like, well, why do you fucking live here? Oh, we wanted to stay behind the gate, you know, blah, blah, blah. They have more crime inside that fucking gate than anything.
Yeah, I whenever I was working for Schwann's a few years ago, I pulled into this one neighborhood, right, where I was supposed to go there. And I pull up and I parked in front of the house on the street, and I get out of the fucking truck, and the guy across the street says, hey, man, there's no soliciting here in this neighborhood. I was like, are you this like whatever address? He's like, no. I'm like, okay, yeah, because I'm here to see them. He's like, yeah, but I'm the president of the HOA. There's no soliciting here. I'm like, they called me. And he goes, oh, okay. I was like, yeah, you have a good day. Like, I really want to be like, go fuck yourself. Hey, Ken, and I said, yeah, you have a good day instead. That was my go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Hey, Ken, take your ballless fucking self and go back in and fucking take care of Bart.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what are you doing with your life besides bothering some dude just barely getting by trying to make some money out here? Like, I'm not selling people hopes and dreams like you are with an HOA. I'm actually selling people fucking food, you know? Like, fuck out of here, bro. That's what an HOA does. Yeah, it's like, your hopes and dreams is what you're selling, and you never fulfill on anything because when there's a real fucking problem, you know, you're not there. But whenever somebody puts up a fence that's not to code, you know, you can only have a white picket fence, or you can't have any fence at all. You got to only have invisible fences. And it's like, dude, get the fuck out of here.
Don't plant the wrong flower. You got to have the right dog. You can't have the wrong cat.
And forget about having people of mixed race there, you know? I mean, you definitely can't have that.
Nope. Yeah, I blend in with everybody here, so we all have melanin.
Well, yeah, because you guys got sunshine, so everybody gets a tan out here. You stand out, because in the wintertime, everybody goes ghostly white like me and Jason do.
Yup.
All right, well, I'm pulling into my office driveway, and another spirited conversation. We went off the hooks. Oh, by the way, just to end up, I actually took the advice I want to give props out to Aaron and the I Had to Say It podcast, man. He just freaking gushed over us the other day, dude, on his podcast, and I just want to thank him. I know he listens in and he tunes in every once in a while, but I took his advice and I went to listen to Whiskey Hell podcast, and those guys were freaking crazy. Holy shit, just hilarious.
I'm gonna have to listen to it then.
If you want to go listen,
I have it in the queue. Yeah, I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
Yeah, my genre of podcasts have been changing rapidly, and Harco's your podcast just happens to be one of my favorites too. So, go, you guys out there that are listening, go listen to the Music Making Sense podcast also, and buy your stuff from Horrible Designs. But all I got to say today. I'm gonna get my butt into work here. I got a deadline. Working late tonight. And
doing all those good things, man. So, working late, yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah, that's just want everybody to know that I'm working late, and then you know, whatever happens. I can't say anything else other than that, but it's a good cover.
Working late with the secretary.
I don't have a secretary, but
that's all right.
I've been lobbying for one for a while, but they just won't give me the funds for it, you know. And I don't want to split my paycheck with anybody. I already do that with my wife. So, anyhow, you guys have a great day and be good to yourselves. We'll see you later, guys.
See you tomorrow.